Hello there, partners. Well, here we are again, loving being with you. And of course, you know, we're at the head of the year right now, and at a place of starting new beginnings, at least on the Jewish civil calendar. And I love, you know, the time of new beginnings and, you know, pondering what God's going to do ahead. And one of the scriptures that's been coming to me recently, as I'm writing a book, by the way, on living the unoffendable life, and I'm just really excited about it. But in it, we were talking about unoffendable justice, and I was reading out of Ecclesiastes 3:8, and it says, you know, there is a time for war, and there's a time for peace. There's a time when we need to fight for what is right, and there's a time for peace. And it says in Romans that the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And so when we think about a time of war and a time of peace, both the one is more of an aggressive fight, and the other is a place where we find our rest in God and let Him do it. And so there's a time when we put effort into it, and there's a time when we let Him put effort in it. But both ways are to crush the enemy. Both ways are to take out the enemy. And we always have to remember that our enemy is a spiritual enemy. We don't battle flesh and blood. And so when we look at what's happening in the world today, we see a lot of people at war with one another, battling flesh and blood. And when you get into a battle against flesh and blood, at the end of the day, no one wins, because the enemy's tactic is to turn people's hearts against each other. That's where he wins. We don't win, he wins. And so we want to avoid that at any cost. So we need to understand, if we're in a battle, we need to understand it's a spiritual battle, and ask the Lord what weapons He wants us to use. Because there is a time when we get our sword out. There is a time when we speak the truth, of course in love, but also with tenacity, you know, expecting results and calling for justice. But there's other times when the Lord said, this is my battle, and I'm the God of peace, and I will crush Satan underneath your feet. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. So it's like He gives you the victory, but He does the work. And the way that we connect with Him to see Him win our battles in that way against our enemy is in worship. And we come before Him and we hear Him say, God, this is the situation. The enemy is at work here, and I don't know how to handle it. So I come to you, and I'm asking that you, the God of peace, the God that brings order to everything, the God that brings everything into your divine order, you're going to crush the enemy, because 2,000 years ago, He already took care of him. You're going to crush the enemy under my feet. And it's like the other day, I was outside with the dogs, and there was a spider out there on the brick walkway, and I just took my foot and I squashed it, and it was completely squashed underneath my feet. And I took my foot off, and the dogs went, you know, and started sniffing around because they wanted to see what I had done. One of them took a little leg in his mouth, sort of thing. But he was crushed. That spider was crushed. He was not active anymore. And that's what the Lord does. And then He lets you enjoy the win. He lets you enjoy it. He does it with His power, but it's under your feet. So there's always a partnership with Him when it comes to our battles. But He does what is necessary to bring us into our victory. So I wanted to encourage you with that today and just invite you to worship the God of peace, who will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And remember, there's a time for war, and there's a time for peace. There's a time that God will call you into aggressive action, and there's a time when He says, hey, this one's on me. Okay, so God bless you. Have a great week. I love you and thank you for your constant support. Your financial gifts touch us more than you could ever know, and they are needed as we partner together to get the gospel out and to give God the glory that He warrants. So blessings to you all, and enjoy a wonderful week.